The 1812 Overture by Peter Tchaikovsky, a performance with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra led by conductor George Schulte. An online request that came in a number of weeks ago from Brock in Green Bay, who would very much like to hear a piano sonata by composer Nikolai Kapustin. What we have in our music library is this sonata. It's the piano sonata number 6, opus 62. Here's pianist Marc-André Hamelin. That was the Piano Sonata No. 6, Opus 62, by composer Nikolai Kapustin, featuring pianist Marc-André Hamelin. Coming up in just about 26 minutes from now, it's live from the Metropolitan Opera. Today's opera has James Levine conducting The Italian Girl in Algiers, a comedy of a feisty Italian girl turning the tables on her bumbling captors in Rossini's blend of madness and fun. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up at noon, 12 o'clock noon, right here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And coming up next, we'll hear music of Johannes Brahms as we remember our dear members of the Classics by Request community.
Your support today on this final day of the year is so important. Thanks to listener support, Wisconsin Public Radio is an extraordinary resource for the entire state. When you give, you make the programs we all rely on possible. The important news, interesting discussions, breathtaking music, and weekend fun. Be counted this year. Make your tax-deductible gift right now at WPR.org. Thank you and Happy New Year.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio is provided by the Wisconsin Public Radio Association Endowment Fund, providing ongoing operating funds to help sustain the present and future operation of Wisconsin Public Radio.
WGTD is an affiliate of Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR. A cultural asset and a community resource, WGTD is owned and operated by Gateway Technical College, with additional financial support from the Wisconsin Public Radio Association and local underwriters whose customers value public radio.
I want to remind you that it's always possible to get your requests in early, and there are two ways you can do it. You can either send a postcard or letter to Classics by Request, Wisconsin Public Radio, 821 University Avenue, Madison, 53706, or you can say it with me, online anytime. That's true. If you go to our website at WPR.org, you'll find at the top of the homepage the bar that goes across, click the word music. Bar comes down, click where it says Classics by Request, and it gets you right there to the online request form. As we are in the Metropolitan Opera season, we have only 2 hours of Classics by Request Saturday morning, so it's really important that you get your requests in as early as possible. And I'm sorry that I'm not going to be able to feature all requests today, and I'll put them on the playlist for next week. As the year comes to a close and a new one begins, we remember the dear members of our Classics by Request listening community who are no longer with us. And as I've been doing for 12 years now, I like to recall John Kaczynski's descriptive words on the Andante, from the Andante movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. Now, John was a devoted fan of this program and later became a very good friend of mine. He died 12 years ago. It was unexpectedly and tragically. And often after this program ended, there would immediately be an email from John waiting for me, or sometime soon after, and he would critique the music that was requested during the program. And John had a beautiful way of expressing himself. And it was 2 months before he died that he sent me this email about the work of Johannes Brahms, and I'd like to quote his comments right now about the third movement. And he said, "What a composer. What sublime and gorgeous music. But it also reminded me of a parallel with life. In both music and life, you follow along the progress, enjoying every moment. And when the end comes, it's so gracious and inevitable and fulfilling that one doesn't fret that it's over, but rather rejoice that it happened." The Andante movement, the third movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major of Johannes Brahms. The soloist in this performance, Daniel Barenboim, performing with the New York Philharmonic, the conductor, Zubin Mehta. Coming up next is live from the Metropolitan Opera. Today's opera, The Italian Girl in Algiers by Rossini with James Levine conducting. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, it's Weekend All Things Considered from National Public Radio, followed by A Prairie Home Companion at 5, and then it's Higher Ground with Jonathan Overby at 7 o'clock this evening. Well, starting tomorrow, Classics by Request will be in its 37th year. It's a privilege to host Classics by Request, and I truly mean it when I say that I enjoy our Saturdays together. I'm so grateful for your support of this program and for sharing your requests week after week. I wish you all the best in 2017, and I look forward to being with you. I think we're concluding this with this work because I'm looking at the time, and there might be just a few more minutes after hearing this next piece, so we'll see. But I always tend to conclude following the performance of the third movement from the Concerto No. 2 of Johannes Brahms with this work by John Williams, Song for World Peace. Song for World Peace by John Williams, with the composer conducting the Recording Arts Orchestra of Los Angeles. And yes, there are 2 minutes remaining in today's program, so to take us out, here's harpist Yolanda Codonassis to play Bach's Prelude No. 1 in C major. Again, I want to wish you a very happy and healthy new year. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Ruth Ann Bestman, and you've been listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
As we turn the page to a new year, not all of us feel like making resolutions for dramatic change. But maybe that's because we're not asking the right thing.
The problem with the current approach that lots of people are taking is it starts with the wrong question. And the wrong question is, how do I figure out that one best solution to my life?
A new approach to your life from the world of tech on the next Morning Edition.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Crest Funeral and Cremation Services and the Mead Witter Foundation. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.